I think I might start a few minutes early. Why not, hey? Why not? Let's just check the sound.
Go ahead. I am not. All right.
Right. Okay. Well, I think we're going to start. And why not? Okay. Let's get the music going.
All right. Go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Starsage from the far away nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst. Hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pop the Shy Daddy?
It's the Shy Life Podcast with me, Shiny.
He's not that shy.
Hello, and welcome to what is our seventh live Pride 48 show. Yes, this is the Shy Life Podcast, broadcasting to the nation. Not sure, many nations. Yes, broadcasting to many nations. For those of you who don't know, I'm in London or near London, and but I'm aware that a good deal of my listeners are across the other side of the world, in the United States, who listeners of Pride 48. But so yes, we've got lots to be getting on with. I hope you're having a good Easter Sunday if you celebrate that sort of thing. Even if you don't, then well, I hope you're having a good Sunday. I shall tell you a bit about what I've been up to so far, and but I think we should probably just run the theme music and move on from there, I think.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, Ricky, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
What do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go. Here we are. Right.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, I suppose we should should ask the episode bot, what episode number are we at? Episode bot, please do tell.
69.
Really? Well, he seemed almost, yes. Well, I can't believe we have finally achieved 69 on the Shy Life Podcast. I never thought it would happen. I hope it's good for you, and well, as good for you as it is for me, or something like that. Actually, talking about the episode bot, we've been doing some experiments. I've been trying to get him to speak. Well, obviously he speaks because he says the episode number. But I've been trying to get him to speak, and you heard an example there. But I'm just trying to tinker. I've been trying to get him to say please and thank you, and I managed to get him to say thank you. Oh. Well, I thought I had anyway. Sorry. Every time that I press this thing, it seems to... Yes. So let's see. Episode bot, say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's got its toppy smelly voice on, and which is, you know, a good voice to have. I'm trying to get it to tweak it, though, so he's using his own voice. I did a couple of... done a couple of experiments, which I might share with you, trying to get him to speak in his proper,
Thank you.
It's not quite right. It's too much, too fast. And then if if you play it too long, it goes like this. Here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Which does nobody's head any good. Ouch. Anyway, let's see. Have we got anybody in the chat room yet? Yes, we have. We have DJ here. Hello, DJ. How are you doing, DJ? How was your meal? Glad you could join us. Yes. Of course... We didn't really have a meal today, actually. We went walking. We went... we've been off since... Because we have a bank holiday or holiday on Friday as well as tomorrow we have as well. So we have a proper four-day holiday. And Friday, Toby and I went exploring a sinister graveyard, which isn't too far away from us, which has a few famous people buried in it. It's one we've been curious about. We've got a whole book of walks and graveyards in the London area. Very, very, very macabre, I know. So we went and did that on Friday. But Toby's not feeling too good. So yesterday we pretty much stayed at home and I was editing... I was editing the next episode, actually. And today we went walking between a place called Hammersmith and Kew. Well, we didn't get as far as Kew. We stopped at Chiswick. This was all walking along the Thames, sort of quite out of the main part of London. And, it was a nice walk. There was some lovely blossom on the trees and... lots of nice benches for sitting on and just watching the world go by. We ended up in a really nice garden just before we came home. And although it was a bit of a trek to get there, the train station we ended up at had a particular rail service that took us straight back to our flat. So that made the end of the walk nice and convenient. I shall be telling you a bit more about what is coming up in this episode. But I'm just going to have a quick chat with DJ as he's here. DJ says we had nice ham with orange jello salad. That sounds good. That sounds very good. As I was saying, we didn't really have a proper lunch because we had a breakfast. We stopped on the way to our walk and had... there's a place called Wetherspoons, which is a chain of pubs. But they do quite good food, which isn't that expensive, and they do a good breakfast, and it's less than $5, and it's a big plate, and that's the large helping as well. And although I'm not vegetarian, the vegetarian breakfast is the one we prefer because the sausages are really nice. Although of course they're vegetarian sausages, and there's hash brown, and there's beans and eggs and. Yeah, it's all good. It keeps you nice and full if you're going to go for a long walk. So, although we had an ice cream and we were waiting for our train back to the flat, we didn't actually stop for lunch because we sort of had a big breakfast. So, DJ says, have you had your traditional Cadbury egg or has Hershey ruined them there? I haven't had a Cadbury's like a cream egg today. I have had one or two in the last week or so. I have got some Cadbury's mini eggs, which are the little ones with the crispy coating, and Callum bought me an egg. We don't go overboard because we like chocolate, but we don't love chocolate. I feel I should have some chocolate, and I have got some chocolate in the house. I'm not sure I've actually eaten any yet. But I certainly haven't got a big Easter egg. Now, before we go any further, I wanted to say that the theme for the chat room, and for anyone who's in the chat room today, it is less of a theme and more of a plea from Bettina for questions for her to answer. Now, as it happens, Bettina will be joining us via satellite later, and She has some questions for this episode. I know she was looking for questions for later episodes. So the theme for the chat room is any questions. I'll read them out, and then when I transfer this into podcast format, I'll note them down, and in a future episode, she will answer those questions. I don't think we can get her to do it today because she's already got three questions she's got to answer. So, what else have you been up to this weekend? DJ says Billy's mum got us chocolate eggs the size of footballs. That's good. I wouldn't say no to it, to be honest, but I haven't, other than Toby and I, who, well, you know, we haven't really done swapping eggs this year. I haven't seen anybody else to swap eggs with. So, to be fair, I gave Callum some little Cadbury's eggs, and he gave me those little. What I've got is sort of five smallish eggs, I think. But they're about the size of Cadbury's cream eggs, but they're not. They're not with cream. Apparently, they're little Smarties inside. But DJ says we'll be savouring them until fall. Yes, I know. Sometimes I remember when I used to actually have proper Easter eggs when I was still living at home. I would never kind of, you know, be one of those kids who would eat them all in one day. I would sort of keep them for a while. I can't remember how long. That might be exaggerating when I say a while. I was saying before I began the episode that I've bought a couple of extra recording devices. Because although I record a lot of my episodes on my iPhone, and this episode is currently being recorded on my iPhone, I did buy a secondary recording device, which I heard recommended on another podcast, and I know my friends Trivia Lisa, I think they use the same recorder as well, but I just haven't quite got the hang of it. I won't name it because, well, I can't remember the name. But I was looking into, it was quite expensive, and I felt a bit sort of, well, I know I should probably persevere with it. But it was so expensive, and I looked on Amazon, and there were quite a lot of other recording devices which were a lot cheaper, like a percentage of sort of perhaps, you know, 10% of what I spent on this other recorder. And I actually bought three of them. Now, one of them I haven't really got working. Another one definitely records, but it has, I don't know, a slight crackle on it. And the one I'm using tonight, so it might be slightly tinny, but I that could be the speakers. I haven't actually downloaded. So I'm recording this episode in two formats. And I would like to do, I'm going to do a proper on-location test, because it would be nice to have a backup. There are occasions where I've recorded with sort of things attached to Skype, and the actual recorded version hasn't come out very well, but the iPhone version has. But nothing so far has ever gone wrong to the point where I've lost an interview. But I'm very much aware that I don't want that to happen. And the best way of doing that is to have backups, or to be recording twice or three times or whatever. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it would be awful. Particularly some of the interviews I've done where it's been, you know, you may have heard my recent episode where I interviewed that Peter G, and the only recording I had of that was my iPhone version, which absolutely, you know, no problem at all, came out fine. But I was very much aware that usually I would do a backup, and I didn't. And I was lucky, I didn't need it, but yeah, I don't think you could be too careful. Now, so I've pretty much told you what I've been up to this weekend so far. Before we try and, oh, we're going to have some guests actually in the studio later. Cromarty's popping in. Now, before you show you're concerned, I know in the past we've had a very dubious relationship with Cromarty, but he is very keen for us to unite to try and locate Bold Sasquatch. And there have been, well, yeah, I don't know. I feel like we should speak to him. Now, Yeti Uncle John was, he was supposed to be here like now, but I received a message on my phone. Now, what does he say? Here we go. I'll just play his little message.
hello, Paul. Hello, it's me. Sorry, I'm late. I know. I don't know if you said I'm. I don't know if you told the listeners that I'm coming in. I'm due to be coming in. I'm just. Well, yes, I fell asleep, but yeah, I'm definitely coming. I hope to be there before the end of the show. Well, obviously, if I'm not, then there's not much point. No, I'm going to be there about midway, I think. But yes, I'll be there. Hello, listeners. It's me, Yeti Uncle John. I won't be here. I was going to be in the studio tonight, and I forgot. And I'm such a muddlehead. Okay, speak to you in a bit. See you in a bit. Yes, bye, bye, bye.
So there you go.
Here's a poem for you.
Sorry, I nearly gave myself away. Yes, we will be having some poems later on this episode, but I will let you into the secret. Yes, I have pre-recorded them because of the satellite link up and stuff. I need to be making sure that that's working. So that just gives me a minute or so to double check that that's all working. We want Bettina to be, ready. And now we think we're also speaking to Damius. Now, if you remember last month when we had an episode, a live episode, we were about to go recording. Now that went fine. That went really well. We recorded a number of episodes when we were away down in Kent. I had a lovely week. All the preparation paid off. I had a lovely, lovely accommodation. It was nice and peaceful. We went to Canterbury for the day. I got to hang around and got to sit in the lovely gardens, reading, recording the podcast. With Uncle John was there. And Damius and Bettina were there, but they were more behind the scenes. And it really was a fabulous week. And Damius is going to give a little review, though a little update, because I wanted to include him. So he'll be on the satellite. We've got Cromarty. We've got Yeti Uncle John live. We've got two satellite interviews. Now, if you listen to this episode in the future, there is also going to be extra material. I've pre-recorded some more poems that will go at the end of this episode to give you extra content. I like to do that with the live episodes, put a little bit of something that wasn't in the original recording. Now, what I usually do at this time of the episode is just review the episodes that have come out since we last had a live episode. And as I said at the start, this is episode 69. But our last live episode was episode 62. That was our sixth live episode. Episode 63 was called Episodes You Never Hear. I don't think that's... this is what it says in my notebook. I don't think that was what we called it. I think it was something like Episodes You've Never Heard. Yes. That which literally was material. Episodes that I'd started to record, but just they'd been residing in the archives and they'd never been completed. And although when I was putting the episode together, I was kind of thinking, oh, actually, I could have done something with this. I probably could have finished it. But I'm kind of glad it worked well as an episode. And actually, I was really pleased it had one of the best downloads for episodes recently as well. So hopefully that was one that people enjoyed. Now, episode 64 was it was sort of our early April Fool's episode. It came out just before I went away. And I went away on the 31st. Of March, so I think I actually posted it a day or two before that. I think I decided that it probably, I wasn't exactly going to be fooling anybody, but it was definitely a very silly episode, and I shouldn't say too much, but let's just say I had a very heavy night, and I paid the price, and episode after that, number 65, was called Good to Talk. That was all about, well, lots of little chats with, I think Harry was in that episode. I think there was lots of bits and pieces. I do believe that Toppy was in that episode too. Now, episode 66 was called The World According to Peter G. Now that one was actually recorded. That's one of those episodes where I sort of slipped it in ahead of the episodes that are already waiting in the line to be released. I'm going to be talking a bit more about those later. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I have got a real good collection of episodes, and some of them, they don't necessarily need releasing at any particular time. So I'm sort of each month, I would say, what with the live episode, I'm releasing, you know, two or three more of these pre-recorded episodes that I've been working on, ones that, you know, take a little bit more time to edit, but then there'll be an episode where I record it during the month, perhaps an interview like the interview with that Peter G, and it goes out. Actually episode 70 is a good example. That's got an interview that I recorded just last week, and that'll be our next episode after this one. In fact, episode 69, this episode, the recorded version of this episode, and episode 70 will probably be out almost one day after the other, sort of thing. Episode 67 and episode 68 were a two-part story called Adventures on the Other Side, further Adventures on the Other Side. And again, I can't really tell you much about those without giving it all away. But let's just say I got on the wrong bus and I ended up in quite the wrong place. Now, let's see if anyone's in the chat room. So I did see DJ had written something. I apologise, DJ, for not... yes, DJ says the plot thickens. I shall type back. The other day I used my computer and I don't know... Well, I suspect... I did spill some coffee on my computer. And when I was typing to people, little other letters were... I typed something and I'd think, oh, what have I done? I've typed something wrong. It was only then I realised that if I hit certain keys, I wouldn't just get, say, the G, I'd get the H as well. And actually, it's not doing it now. So I think that that was possibly me splattering the keyboard with coffee rather late at night while I was editing. But... Yes, DJ says the plot thickens. He was referring to our interview with Cromarty that's coming up. Now, I think, because I know we have got these satellite interviews coming up, I think this is probably time for me to share a couple of poems with you. So don't forget, though, chat room, if you have any questions for Bettina, let me know, and... she will be coming up. She will be coming up soon on satellite. But, and we don't need the questions tonight. So if you hear this, at a later date, or you hear this episode when it's being released as a podcast rather than live, then if you have any questions, Bettina is always looking for questions. And as you will hear, you'll hear her in action. She is quite candid with her responses. And, So, anyway, let me share with you some poems. Here's a poem for you. It's from my book, Mugshots, that I wrote in 2005. This poem's about cats. It's called Cats Should Wear Mufflers. Cats should wear mufflers or a carefully placed bow. They may be covered in fur, but they're naked below. Mammoths are woolly. Yet extinct now you'll find. Everywhere in the wood there's a bear's bear behind. Fireflies should dress decent, flying nude in the night, illuminating their wobbly bits. No, it's just not polite. Yes, giraffes all walk tall, yet refuse to wear suits. Guinea fowl love to flaunt it, as do rude bandicoots. Flamingos and peacocks, all the birds on the heath, hidden under their plumage, go commando beneath. Bunnies ought to wear jodhpurs or a gay patterned frock. An indiscreet beaver still has the power to shock.
Dogs should be brought up to bark from their hearts, and if they wore dungarees, they would not lick their parts. Gibbons like to swing free. Gaiters won't wear a tie. Once they're safe in their dens, foxes let the fur fly. Lizards shed off their scales. Fish all pout with their lips. Some get coated in batter when they're served up with chips. Wildlife all should wear mufflers, and this surely they know. Whether long-haired or short, they're all nudists below.
Yes, so this is true. Yes, an indiscreet beaver still does have the power to shock. And, you know, these animals that we love and we see out and about, they don't always think. They don't always think twice about what they wear. And they do go, you know, loping around, showing us, showing us a bit much sometimes. Talking about animals, we saw a lovely cat on our walk today who looked almost like a black and white version of Dealey, but, you know, probably a kitten. And he was lovely, and he called out to us as we were walking past, and we had to stroke him, and he didn't have a collar, and it was right by a main road, but he was on the pavement, and I guess he just, you know, these London cats, they know their stuff, don't they? They're used to it. And, we could have kidnapped him, though. He was lovely. Then when we got back home, Dealey was, Dealey's done two quite cute things. This morning when Toby went to get the train tickets, he was on the table by the window, and I heard him making a noise like a... It wasn't so much a meowing, it was more of a... like he was calling out or chattering. And I looked up, and I thought that Toby had come back up to the window and perhaps was sort of talking to him through the glass. And then about a minute or so later, Toby walked in through the door, and I said, oh, he liked you talking to him. And Toby said, no, I didn't. I didn't see him. And what I think it was that Dealey had seen Toby coming back from the railway station, and he got so excited about it that he was kind of calling out and going, he was so excited. Oh, he is so cute. There is no sign of Dealey tonight. Callum is away with his mum for Easter. So, Dealey may well be taking over Callum's room tonight, because he's not out here with me, and I don't think he's in with Toby. So, the other thing that Dealey did was, we heard him talking, when we got back from our walk, we heard him sort of chattering, talking in the bedroom, and he was looking out the window, and he'd seen this cat, and it was a local cat, but it was really lovely looking. Again, no collar. poor Dealey, we could have come home with two different cats today. He would not have been pleased. But I don't know if Dealey and this cat are friends, but he was sort of like a golden sort of tabby. And so we opened the window. You could see he was talking to us. He was meowing. We couldn't hear through the glass. So we opened the window, and Dealey went off and was looking from Callum's window instead. He didn't seem too bothered about us talking to him. And Toby fetched some little biscuits and, you know, chucked them out the window. And the cat, who I've nicknamed Moriarty because he's Dealey's nemesis. So Moriarty was eating the biscuits. And so I was watching, and I could hear this squawking. And there were these two magpies, and they were really unhappy that Moriarty was eating these biscuits. And in fact, one of them flew down, and he was strutting around. And he was, less than 6 foot away from Moriarty. And Moriarty was just looked like he was just kind of going, just let me eat my biscuits, just let me eat my biscuits. And, I couldn't work out at the end whether he decided to try and scare the bird, or whether the bird scared him, because he sort of moved And I couldn't tell whether he was, you know, making to pounce on the bird or whether he... I think he was scared. I don't blame him. Those magpies, they had real attitude. Real attitude. Let me... So I'm going to play you the second of my poems, and then we're going to try and see if we can get hold of the satellite. Now, let me see. Here is our other poem.
This one's called Cub Up a Tree. Little cub stuck up a tree, climbed so high to chase a bee. Been there some time, how'd he survive? Because he'd found a tasty hive. Oh, those bees were cross, how they wished him gone. But he ate them up, yes, every one. The kind townsfolk tried to help him free, but he growled a bit and aimed his wee. That put them off. Hey, that dirty bear! Yet they passed each day to stand and stare. Still had his paw stuck, could not get down. His baby fur turned chocolate brown. Still slurped his honey, admired the view. Each day, it seemed, he grew and grew. The townsfolk tried once more to help him out, but he growled a bit and flung his poo about. That put them off, that filthy bear, yet they still came by each day to stand and stare, whilst big little cub, now growing wide, did fear he'd fall but couldn't hide. Oh, how the branches creaked, it was time to flee. In his panic, his swollen paw came free. Snap, crack, the branch no longer funny. Big little cub fell, farewell to honey. But what lucky chance, cub landed safe upon the crowd. He squashed them dead, still those unlucky locals, they did him proud. Big cub alive, the townsfolk order ceased. But they smelt rather good to cub. Oh, what a splendid feast.
Well, there you go. That's the meaning of Easter, I think. A bear cub up a tree, flinging its poo at the locals. I think that says a lot about the true meaning of Easter. We do have one more poem, but we have a guest now in the studio. So as he's here, I thought we'd talk to him before. The satellite's not quite ready. So, Cromarty, how are you doing?
Well, hello. It's good to be here. Yes, I don't think that I have been here for a live show for a while.
No, I don't think so. Although you were creeping about in the background a bit.
Oh, yes. Well, that was a very long time ago. That was, you know, when things were not so good. But I am very keen that, you know, we foster a good relationship. And, you know, there are things, you know, I realize that I have made many mistakes in the past.
Well, it's good to hear you say that. It is good to hear you say that, Cromarty, because we really do need to work out what's happened to Bold Sasquatch.
Well, I feel very much responsible.
I think that's probably because you were responsible. You not only turned him into the creature that he has become, but you then let him free.
Yes, I cannot really refute that. This is what happened. And so, yes. Well, I would, you know, it's something that I regret very much. And, well, I am on medication now, and I am doing a lot better.
So this behaviour that you were doing, you're saying that this was something to do with, some illness, perhaps?
Well, this is what looked like, yes, very much so, yes.
Well, I'm glad you've been to get some professional help.
Well, yes and no.
Oh, dear.
Well, you see, I went to see myself, if you know what I mean. I was in my laboratory and I made the pills that are making me better.
Oh, dear. Well, I guess if it's working for you and you are genuinely, sincerely wanting to help solve this problem, then it would seem silly not to work together. And I just hope that nobody gets hurt. Has there been any sightings of Bold Sasquatch recently?
Well, I am tracking very much carefully. And, well, you know, we thought that he might be in Hyde Park. But, well, it has not been, it has not been as yet any definite sightings. I believe that Yeti Uncle John was in Hyde Park just the other day. I had a little incident, and I ended up somewhere I shouldn't have done, and Yeti Uncle John was trying to help locate me, and lots of people seem to be getting lost these days. Absolutely, yes, this is true. And, Yeti Uncle John was in Hyde Park, and he didn't see Bold Sasquatch, but I'm sure there's a possibility that, you know, if he's there, maybe he's in hiding. Maybe, I don't know. Well, we must go and have a look, yes? We must really try and do this very carefully. Yes, I think so. So I just want you to reassure the listeners before we move on that you can be trusted and that you sincerely want to help. This is the case, yes? Because if we discover, you know, you only get one second chance. Not just me, the listeners. You are telling the listeners here and now live on Pride 48 that you can be trusted. Is that right, Cromarty? Yes, absolutely. I can be trusted. I want to help, and I will be there to help, and I will try to make up as best I can for all the bad and wicked things that I have done in the past.
Well, if only some of our world leaders could be as honest as you, Cromarty, or at least admit that they have made a mistake and want to correct it.
Well, you know, it is something that not only I should do. The whole world needs to look at itself and, yes.
Well, you see, that's an Easter message in itself. You're turning over a new leaf, and I think the listeners will be glad to hear that. I don't think... we just check the chat room. No, we've... no reaction at the moment to this. I think probably the listeners are still a little bit in shock that we are giving you a second chance.
Well, you know, I guess that it is quite, you know, it is quite a surprise to the listeners.
Yes, it is. And I think I should probably play another poem, and we're going to have to say goodbye because, well, at least goodbye to you, not goodbye to the listeners, because I do have satellite link up coming up any minute now.
Yes, I must go. I have lots to prepare.
Good. Well, thank you, Cromarty. Thank you for joining us, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot more from you soon.
Yes, goodbye.
Would you like to announce the next poem?
Oh, yes. There is now a poem. Another poem. Yes. Goodbye.
Thank you, Cromarty. Yes, another poem.
This is a little one called Full Fat Smile. He's got a full fat smile. It is wide and brimming joy. He's got a full fat smile. Yes, he seems the real McCoy. He's got a full fat smile. It's not reduced or calorie free. He's got a full fat smile. Good Lord, he's directing it at me. I love his full fat smile. It is time I took my bow. I love his full fat smile, for he wants me here and now. Oh, such a full fat smile. Yes, he's put me in a spin. Oh, such a full fat smile. Oh, boy, perhaps he's even got a twin.
Well, there you go. I think that it is probably time to try and link in with the satellite now. So I can't actually tell who we've got. It's either going to be Damis or it's going to be Bettina. Hello? Hello, who have we got out there?
Hello. Hello, it's me, Damis Twinklehorn. I am just sending in a little report. Are you there, Paul?
Yes, yes, we can hear you. Good to hear you. Yes, how are you doing?
Thank you. Yes, well, I think you wanted me to tell the listeners how the recording went.
That would be good, yes. That would be very good. How did it go?
Yes, well, it was very interesting. Everything went fine, didn't it? Yes, I hope that my performances as trees and weather and sun and rain, they all came out okay.
They seem to have done. Trouble is, will anyone realise?
I am glad. I am glad to hear it. Well, I look forward to seeing you soon. And
Yeah, good, thank you.
Yes. Hello, listeners. Yes. Yes, hello. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Oh. This is me, Janice Winklehorn, signing out. Bye-bye.
Oh. That was rather short and sweet. I think Bettina is ready to come on. So perhaps that's why Damis was a bit rushed. I was going to say the trouble is with Damis doing his work when he's it's different to be on the stage. If you've heard some of our recent episodes, Damis was playing a portrait in a recent revival of the play Art, and he was on the stage the whole time, but he doesn't have a speaking role because he's literally playing a portrait. But he was there and a very important part of the production. But when you're on a podcast and you've not got so much of a visual side, it's difficult because Damis is there. He's making sounds. He's playing a tree. But it's not the same as playing it on stage where you can be seen. So when it comes to hearing those episodes that we recorded in Kent the other week, you may be hearing Damis and not realising it. So, yes, you may be hearing Damis and not realise it. But I think, now, unless there are any questions in the chat room, no. I think that we should try and hook up with Bettina. Bettina, can you hear me? Hello? Bettina.
Hello, darling. How are you? Oh.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you. How are you?
So, anything went well to do with my recording? That was lovely. Yes. I believe you've got some questions for me. Yes?
Yes, yes.
Lovely.
Sorry.
Shall I read them all?
Yes, please. Thank you.
The first question I have here is from a young gentleman called Carlos Bubblebutt. Is that how you pronounce it? Carlos Bubblebutt. Carlos Bubblebutt.
Yes, I think that's right.
My life is in ruins and I have locked my husband in the cellar, but he is still annoying me. What should I do?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What's... Any thoughts?
How is he still annoying you, darling? Because...
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
I don't know. You could always put a gag over him, but then you'd have to see him again, wouldn't you? Why don't you take a holiday?
Oh.
Yes? A holiday, that would be a good idea. Oh,
Bettina.
What do you think, Paul?
Well, you may be right. You may be right.
No, you do have to sometimes. If they're being annoying, you just have to make the decision.
I guess so.
Now, the next question I have is from... Christy Dobbs. I think they're right. Christy Dobbs?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Are you a lady or a man, darling? Christy. That's probably a girl's name, yes?
I think so.
I used to be a member of the royal family in my previous life. How do I let the royals know who I am? I just march up to... Is this in England, darling?
I think so, yes.
Just march up to the front of... what's it called?
Palace.
Buckingham Palace, darling.
Yes.
And just knock on the door and say, I used to, in a former life, I was a member of the royal family. Make sure you know which one, though, because it can be confusing. What do you say, Paul?
It's difficult. It is difficult. That is a really weird
yes.
Question.
I think There should be no problems there. Now...
One more, I think?
This next question is from... It's not a surname, it just says Gustafer.
Oh.
I've recently finished university, and I'm considering being a cat burglar, as it seems pretty glamorous. Would you recommend it? Well, darling, depends if you're a cat, or Elizabeth Pass as a cat. Do you have an outfit? Do you have whiskers? You know, can you purr? How many legs do you have? Do you have claws? There are all these things we need to consider. You know, can you meow? Do a good meow like this. Meow! Can you do that? Can you? Can you? Well, if you can, then maybe. But also, are you really good at burgering? Have you tried? Have you tried? You know, you can't just do it. You do need to practice, you know. It takes a lot of skill to be a cat burglar. You know, it takes a lot of skill just to be a burglar. Between a cat burglar, you've got the whole costume. You know, I'd just say think about it. But, you know, don't give up. If it's one of your dreams, don't give up. But, you know, don't just rush into it. Otherwise, you'll slip on the roof tiles, and next thing you know, you'll wake up dead on the pavement. So you just think about it, dear. Please, just think about it. Don't rush into these things. What do you say, Paul?
Yes, I think that's probably a good idea.
Yes, Paul agrees with me. So, anyway, well, I think... is that it, Paul?
I think so.
I've got a party to go to, so I really need to get out of my clothes.
Well, we don't want to keep you, that's fine.
Yes, it's one of them parties.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Nathan's coming too. Oh, yes. Okay, listeners, goodbye now. Yeah. Goodbye, goodbye. 1 million kisses. 1,000,001 kisses, darling. Yes.
Thank you, Bettina. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I think she's gone. Everybody's in such a hurry today. Well, I suppose it is Easter. What can we expect? Well, Bettina, thank you. I don't know about you, but yeah, some of those letters were rather strange. So I suppose some of Bettina's responses were equally as strange, because they were. What was the first one? Oh, the husband who was locked in the. Husband who was locked in the cellar. She said that he should go on holiday and it'll be sorted out. Yes. There was the one who was a reincarnation of the royal family or something. I have a nasty feeling that if you marched up to the front of Buckingham Palace and said that, you would probably find yourself locked away. But as for the cat burglar, I think that was probably her best piece of advice. You do need to think twice. You do need to practice your meowing, make sure your whiskers and your tail are, you know, ready to go, as it were, and not do anything that you may regret. But anyway, as I was saying earlier, if you have any questions for Bettina, either for our next live show or one of our recorded shows, then please do pass them on, because we want to hear from you. And Bettina, as you have just witnessed, Bettina has some very useful advice for us all. But so let me just see what's going on in the Sorry, DJ, I missed your question, but I will pass it on. As you probably heard, DJ, Miss Dupre was heading off to a party. So, well, I don't know about that. Now, DJ says, who does your hair, Miss Dupre? I think I know the answer. I think it might be... Kentucky Fried Chicken, but I'm not sure. Yes, I mean not Kentucky Fried Chicken itself, but a lady who works at Kentucky Fried Chicken who she's known for years. Yes, Elizabeth Arden. What? Elizabeth Arden does her, what? Elizabeth Arden, who works for Kentucky Fried Chicken? No, I don't think so. Elizabeth, she may go to Elizabeth Arden. I may have this all confused. DJ says that is Bettina going to a slumber party with Aunt Tappy? Well, this is a bit of a moot question, DJ. I don't know. I know when we spoke, you were an episode or two behind. And, well, their relationship, their friendship, there's something Toppy and I are really not too sure what is going on. We're really not sure because it's confusing. It's confusing. You know, when it was first brought up, when we first discovered that Bettina and Aunt Tappy knew each other, we thought this was going to be great. And I've gone as far as arranging all sorts of all sorts of surprises. And there's something, we don't know what it is. Neither of us can work it out. We don't quite know. There's something. No, you're not too far behind, and not much has happened, DJ. I wouldn't. It's not that you're missing any major revelations. It's more we can't quite understand why suddenly it's gone from excitement to uncertainty. They even seem a little bit unsure about sending emails to each other. I think there is a side to this story that we don't know about. They obviously were very good friends years ago. Something has caused that friendship to slip, to slide, to drift, and we do not know what it is yet. We do not know what it is. But I can tell you that both Toppy and myself, we're looking in to what has caused this breakup in their friendship. Because if it's gone unspoken about for so many years, it really needs to be resolved. Because I was saying only the other day that I think the two women have obviously got a lot in common, but they're also very different types of people. I think Aunt Tappy, and I'm speaking from just, you know, having heard her on many episodes of the Smellcast. I don't obviously know her as well as Toppy, but Toppy, he agreed when I spoke to him that Aunt Tappy is much more reserved. Well, she's become more reserved. She was quite a wild girl in her day, we know that. But, there is definitely something that is causing her trouble with discussing this whole matter. Whereas I think Bettina, she'll say things and she's quite, you know, she is still, she hasn't changed. I would say that Aunt Tappy has, you know, matured, and you know, I always think of her myself when I've spoken to her, somebody I can rely on, someone I can talk to. To be honest, somebody I'd much rather ask questions of than you know, than the Bettina herself, because, you know, it's different people. They turn to different sorts of people. I prefer somebody who isn't pushing me, and I think Bettina can be a little bit like that. So I don't mean to offend Bettina if she hears this, but Aunt Tappy, I always feel, is somebody that I can, you know, I feel comfortable when I talk to her. I feel she reminds me of some of my own aunts, my own aunties who I grew up with, and whereas I think Bettina, she may say things and then regret it and then find it difficult to, you know, she'll take it back, she'll apologise, but she can't understand perhaps when people don't instantly want to take that apology. She doesn't understand because not everybody's like her. I don't know, I'm probably talking out of turn. What does the chat room think? DJ says, I fear there may be jealousy over a lost lover. Now, that is perfectly possible. I think that is probably something that has happened at some stage. I do actually think that is probably what a lot of the problem involves. DJ also suggests that there could be a matter of a stolen sweater. And I know many a friendship has crumbled or being jeopardised when, you know, an item item from the wardrobe has gone missing or has been borrowed without it being asked. Shoes, that's another thing. shoes, a nice blouse, perhaps a coat, a hat even, a scarf. These things, all very innocent, but, you know, it can be the beginning of the end. You should always ask before you borrow. SW is also in the chat room, and SW says, losing or letting go of a close friend is rough. Yep, well, we actually feel in this situation that, this friendship was left and allowed to disintegrate many years ago. What we're trying to do is find out why and try, and now these ladies are in their twilight years. I hate to use that phrase. It's so cliched, and it's who knows, these ladies run. But, you know, it's difficult. Here's Bettina, who I know through the podcast, and Aunt Tappy, who I know through the Smellcast, and who, of course, Toppy himself, has known for years and years, and we don't want them to be unhappy. We are aware that we could be stirring a real cauldron of troubles, but and we're not just doing it to get listeners, or we generally want to help. And if it comes to a stage where it's something that we have to take away from the podcast, something we can't talk about on air, then this is what will happen. These are real people here, Bettina and Aunt Tappy, that they're real people. These are real lives we're talking about here, and I'm so aware of this, and it's difficult. It is so difficult. Now, DJ suggests that maybe there was a fox stole back in the 1920s. This is possible. Their partying days really does go back into almost the quite early days of the 20th century. I mean, I was aware of things they got up to in the 80s, and I think that's probably somewhere in the 80s that their relationship deteriorated. But obviously, there's obviously a lot going on back in the 60s. We've heard stories of Andy Warhol and, parties and all sorts of things. But it has only been more recently that I've seen photos of them back in the 30s. And goodness, they have been friends a long time, or they were friends a long time before whatever went wrong. But now DJ says here, mysteriously, he's heard that Tappy and Toppy are the same size wardrobe, same shoes. I think that's just... that is just a rumour. I'm not sure. Though, of course, DJ, you have met Toppy, so it's possibly something that you've shared conversation about. Now, we're coming towards the end of the show, so any more thoughts about any of these subjects, questions for Bettina, theories about Aunt Tappy and Bettina... sensible shoes, says DJ. The same size of sensible shoes. I was slightly confused there. There are a couple of things I want to mention before we come to a close. Now, where should I start? Now, I promised some spoilers, and they're not really spoilers. They're just... I want to tell you a little bit about episodes that we've got coming up. And I'm not even saying that they're in the order or anything, and I'm not even going to tell you a great deal. I just want to tell you the sort of episodes that we have for you coming up. Episode 69, this episode, and episode 70 will be released as podcasts around the same time. And I did say earlier, if you're listening to this as a recording, please do listen beyond the theme music, because there will be some extra material, which is what I usually do with the live shows, put a bit of extra material into the podcast versions of the episodes in case, you know, you heard them live but want to re-listen to them. It's nice to have something a little bit extra. So, yeah, episode 70, we have some poetry with a writer called Tom McColl. Now, he doesn't actually... Well, he appears on the show because he is somebody that I met at one of John Smallshaw's open mic nights. And I have his book, and I have it here. It is called Being With Me Will Help You Learn, by Tom McColl. And Tom has sent recordings of 5 of the pieces from this book. And so next episode, we'll be playing those, but we'll also be catching up with our American correspondent in France, Carrie, who we spoke to a couple of times last year. He sent us, he's updated us with some of his news, and he also plays the random question game, which if you've heard some of our recent episodes, you'll know what I'm going on about. So that is our episode 70. Let me have a look in my notebook of episodes that I have yet to edit. I literally have about 20 episodes that if not completed, then are very nearly completed. I have it all written down. I have a new notepad, actually. Thank you, SW. SW has... apparently you are listening to old episodes. That's good. That's good. Thank you, very kind of you. Very kind of yourself. I do have... Oh, here we go. So let me just see. Episodes that I've yet to edit. Well, we recorded 3 episodes in Kent. We have our Halloween episode already recorded, but you won't hear that until October. Talking of which, I've been making plans for episodes for around the time of my birthday in November, and also our New Year episode. I have actual ideas of what I want to do for those episodes. It's because I was recording the Halloween episode, it made me think of sort of later in the year. We've got an episode coming up probably in the next couple of weeks with Toppy, Smelly and I, which involves 3 questions. We have an episode which is themed around quiz nights. We have an episode which involves some of the cast being trapped in the podcast studios. We have an episode where we discuss fact and fiction. Obviously there'll be more live episodes. We have an episode involving a visit to a pub which is about to close. We have an episode all about the aliens. We have an episode involving Albert the dragon and puppy walking him. And also, obviously, we will be going on a hunt for Bold Sasquatch. I have a trip booked to Bergeria with Charlie Gurr coming up. We have an episode called Storyteller, which, or at least that is the sort of provisional title, which is all going to be about, you know, telling stories. And have an episode which is going to celebrate the 10th anniversary of my book Rhymes Bears Steal Pies For, which came out in 2007. The Cacti, Bert and Gert, they are going to get a little episode of their own. Hoping to look into the time machine that we stumbled upon earlier in the year, or the potential time machine that we stumbled upon in Brompton Cemetery. And the rumours about that, I'm not letting that go. I think there is more to explore in that. I do want to do some more about Sutton Park at some stage, but obviously I'm releasing episodes of that on YouTube. That's cool. I'm hoping that Damius Trinklehorn will do another show, although he seems a little bit nervous to go beyond speaking to the Lotzel cast. But I guess as long as the Lotzel cast don't mind speaking to him, then that may happen. We have episode 100, although that's 30 episodes away, but we're still thinking, we're already making plans for episode 100. And there's also bits and pieces in the archives. And, so that's kind of what's coming up. At least some of the episodes will be coming up over the next few months. And, of course, in between, there'll be new episodes I'm recording. And obviously, once we get into holiday season, I'm going to Hamburg in May. And, I've got holiday trips to Scotland, trips to the Lake District, all sorts of things that are coming up, exciting things people I'll be catching up with, and plenty of food for thought, plenty of source for episodes. But we've overrun slightly, so we're probably going to have to say goodbye. As I say, if you're listening to this as a podcast, then do stick around and listen to the extra material. Our next live show will be on the 21st of May, Sunday the 21st of May. So I'd like to thank DJ for being in the chat room, and SW for your kind words, and for listening to the old episodes. I've been doing the show for almost a year. Next time I speak to you on the live show, we'll have reached our first anniversary. And I'm not necessarily planning on a big birthday episode, because we're not too far away from our 100th episode, and that will be a bigger episode. But maybe next episode, maybe next time we're live, maybe we will have a little chat, if you like, about episodes you particularly enjoyed in the first year of the show. That might be quite nice. And it's really cool, because every time I do new episodes and they get downloads, I notice that people are downloading, maybe new listeners who are coming in, and they're going back and they're going to the start, or maybe they're releasing, or maybe they're downloading older episodes. And that's really nice, because it's nice that people are checking out the old shows, and it is very good to have you there. Now, DJ says, you're most welcome. DJ is applauding. SW is waving, doing his jazz hands in the air. Well, thank you for joining us. And it's been great having you here. And do please join us again next month, 21st of May, when we'll be entering the second year of our show, I suppose. Gosh, it has... In a way, it's gone quickly, but in another way, because I've released so many episodes, it kind of feels like, well, yeah, I guess it is a year. It's weird. The two feelings are kind of... it's kind of a mixture. Yes, so join us again soon. I'm going to run the theme music. I might be back briefly at the end, so don't go anywhere. Well, you can do, if you want to. You've all got lives. You've got to go. I'm going to shut up. Okay, well, thank you for listening. And... goodbye for now. John, what are you doing here?
Oh, have I missed the show?
Yes, you have missed the show. Yes, you have missed the show. So we got your message. What on earth happened to you?
Oh, I blame the Easter eggs.
You blame the Easter eggs? You blame the Easter eggs? You missed the show. You missed the live show. I billed you at the start that you were going to arrive. To be honest, I totally forgot that you were supposed to be turning up. We were so busy talking about Aunt Tappy and... Bettina, and then there was the satellite, and all sorts of things going on.
Oh, well, so it was busy. There were people in the chat room.
Yes, there were people in the chat room, but I totally forgot that you were even going to show up.
Oh, well, I don't feel so bad. Oh, I don't blame you. You're busy. I know. Well, what's this about you falling into an Easter egg?
Oh, yes, well, it was very big. It was on display in a shop, and, well, I had to look in. I was very... it was like... it was hypnotic. It was calling to me, and I fell in. And then I couldn't get out again. I tried to eat my way out, but the chocolate was very thick.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. You're obsessed.
Yes, maybe it is Easter, though.
Yes, yes, it is Easter. It's Easter Sunday. And, So how actually did you get out? Did you eat your way out? Nibble your way out like a little mouse?
Oh, no, I sweated my way out.
Ugh.
Yes. I did try and nibble the egg. I tried to nibble the egg and, after a while, I just couldn't seem to find a way through. But I was getting quite hot and clammy, so I sort of fell out the bottom.
Ugh. Oh, you're repulsive. John, dear, oh dear.
You're not going to put this on the podcast, are you?
Oh, yes, I'm recording this.
I'm embarrassed now.
Well, you should be. Not only did you not show up in time for the show, when you did, you had a story that the story that is quite likely to sicken and disgust all your fans.
Oh,
I'm teasing, John. I think most of your fans will be just jealous that that you had the opportunity to fall into a giant Easter egg. But they're wondering why you even showed up at all and didn't just stay there nibbling the chocolate. But
yes, I could go back.
Well, if you're going to go back, you ought to take me with you.
Oh yes, oh yes. Perhaps we should go and rescue this poor egg that's, it's probably missing us already.
Yes, it probably is. It probably is. Yes, what a good idea. Let's go and get that egg, shall we? Come on. Dear, goodbye, listeners. Thank you for listening. Bye bye for now.
Yes, goodbye for now. Sorry for not showing up. I'll try and show up for the show like next month. Yes,
you better do. It's we're going to be talking about the first year of the show.
Oh yes, well I'll definitely be there. I'll definitely be there, listeners.
Oh dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
No, he's not that shy, not really. Well, thank you for... SW says, stay tuned for season 2. Yeah, except I don't think we're going to... I don't think we're going to stop. We're not going to pause. You'll never know the difference. We'll just keep on trucking, keep on going. Yes, thank you, DJ. Thank you for being there. And, yes, well, I'm going to return the stream to... its rightful owners, but I just need to make sure that I shall save what I've been recording. And yes, do listen to the extra material if you download this episode. And
it's coming up right now.
Well, not if you're listening live, it won't be.
some poems recorded for extra material on this live episode. They're also from my book, Mugshots. The first one's called I Am Never Invited to Orgies. I am never invited to orgies. Don't I quite look the type? Am I mocked? I have always quite fancied wife swapping, though my sinus are quite badly blocked. I think maybe I come across too quiet, and seems that no one expects it of me. But I believe I'd enjoy a nice orgy, or to begin with, a cuddle for three. I am never invited to orgies. It would seem I'm not that kind of girl, but the stories I've heard seem alluring, and they leave my poor mind in a whirl. I would like to succumb to a sauna, something crazy, mixed bathing, you know, but I no longer wish just to imagine, grab my bus pass and off I shall go. But I am never invited to orgies, left to cook, wash and clean back at home. A loyal Mother's Union member, I would relish the chance now to roam. I would thrive on some nice slap and tickle. I'd enjoy a quick roll in the hay. I'd enjoy hanging out in a brothel to find out just how much punters might pay. I am never invited to orgies. Perhaps my poor fashion sense wrote me off. Holy cardies, old slippers and pinnies, and maybe clothes at which swingers might scoff. I'm in danger of becoming quite frisky, au naturel, in a wood, by a lake. Yes, I dearly adore a quick fumble, need the dough really hard when I bake. Still, I'm never invited to orgies. My poor husband, he turns a blind eye. So what if the man is a bishop? At least the old devil could try. I am frustrated and sexually challenged. I am quite sadly lacking a squeeze. So I've put in my letter to Santa, won't you fix me an orgy soon, please? No, I'm never invited to orgies. One day soon I will spread out my wings. One day soon be more naughty than nicey and do some quite inappropriate things. So I've been down Ann Summers preparing. I will send out the invites today. Guess I will throw soon my very own orgy. And you bet I shall cause an affray. This one's called Never at Home. She is never at home, out again on the go, seen at high-class soirees. She is always on show, her best frock really special. That new hairdo, how nice, looks $1 million despite the sex and the vice. She is never at home, see, well, not in a while. Last seen wrestling sailors, she soon skipped down the aisle. What a tabloid charade, what a farce wedding day. Caught modelling the best man's genitalia in clay. No, never at home, overexposed to the press, just like her cleavage, which excites nonetheless. Last seen with a star of an age that may shock, she trips off to shows in a Basque body sock. She is never at home, mostly lives from a case, another ex-it girl, but for today she's a face. She's not to be pitied. There's still new tricks to learn. She will pay any price for fame's tide not to turn. She is never at home, no, engaged yet again. She's bought shares in religion, now she's given up men. She's releasing an album, she's been writing a book. Strings together the smut, quick, let's all sneak a look. She is never at home, never out of the news. She has little to say, though they still print her views. A publicer fickle, replaced in a trice. She might soon be forgot should she fail to entice. She is never at home, and the rumours persist. Should she ever stop still, she may cease to exist. My last poem for this extra section is called Never Steal Another Man's Rhubarb. Never steal another man's rhubarb. Never fake a fate nor swoon. For you may find yourself molested by an ape or large baboon. Never tickle a turtle's toenails, no, never bushwhack a gnu. Never paint a panda purple nor thieve its prize bamboo.
Never dangle a donkey's carrots in a pot of quick cement. The beastie might get panicked whilst the veg will end up bent. Never mince the words of strangers, never hang them on a line. If you sharpen your machete, then your kids will never whine. Never cremate your maiden uncle, never ask him home for tea. Never join a roller disco unless they let you in for free. Never play striptease cribbage in a wardrobe made of cheese, for you'll never get the smell out, it'll only make you sneeze. Never ride a rogue fish finger, never let it toss you loose. It will try to snap your head off and drag you back to its caboose. Never try to hug a phoenix, no, not even if you're cold. Never flirt with sleepy badgers, they won't do a thing, they're told. Never trap a hound dog's ego, nor pursue a pussy's purr. Never wash your hair with acid unless you want to shed your fur. No, never steal another's rhubarb, for it may cause a right to-do. Yes, if you stole some fellow's rhubarb, if I were him, then I would sue. Well, that's all we've got time for in this extra section. So, yeah, speak to you again soon. I am never invited to orgies. Don't I quite look the type? Am I mocked? I've always quite fancied wife swapping, though my sinus are quite badly... I am never invited to orgies. Don't I look... I've got my glasses there anyway. This one's called Never at Home. She is never at home, out again on the go. Seen at high class soirees, she is always on show. Her best frock really special. That new hairdo, how nice. Looks $1 million despite the sex and the vice.